Anger is one letter short of danger.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. Now, this week, we talk about Mark Field, the Greenpeace grappler. Yes, many of you have seen in the news recently that Mark Field has been suspended as a Foreign Office minister after grappling with a female Greenpeace activist at a black tie city dinner. Now, the MP has apologised for confronting Janet Barker and marching her away as protesters interrupted a speech by Chancellor Philip Hammond. Yes, many people have called him to resign and saying that his actions were abhorrent and absolutely horrific. Now, as far as Greenpeace are concerned, yes, this is a man, a slimy man, who should never have taken this sort of action and, in fact, should be ousted. Well, Mr. Field, perhaps you are on the slippery, slimy slope. On the lily pond of life lived a creature called Slimy, a toad from Tory Town Hall, but he leapt to too many conclusions and revealed his warts and all. All green with envy, others creeped and croaked, their eyes bulged with many a frown. Slimy never toed the Tory line, and he was frog-marched out of town. Yes, well, Clergyman Pete, I have to ask you here, did Mark Field take the right action, and was it reasonable force?
Well, those are two questions. Now, did Mark Field take the right action? Well, we're going to explore that during this episode, but the first thing I'm going to say is just the first part of what he did. Was he right to react with some sort of physical restraint towards this protester? And I would say, first of all, legally, yes, in that certainly the first part, we'll investigate all of what he did in more detail a bit later, I guess. But now I don't normally know this particular part of the law off by heart. I did look it up in preparation. But Section 3, Part 1 of the Criminal Law Act 1967 deals with the use of reasonable force. And one of the reasons given is necessity. And if you can say that the reason that you used the force, what I termed violence earlier, but the use of force, is to terminate a breach of the peace. So I think that is clearly what he was doing. So in terms of the law, you could say at least the first part of his reaction in stopping this protester from carrying out whatever protest she was going to do, is preventing a breach of the peace or terminating it. I suppose she'd already breached it to a little bit. Now, it could be that if he recognised her as sort of a serial offender in this regard, and she's known for doing this sort of protesting, another reason is to lawfully arrest or assist the arrest of a suspected offender. If he'd known that she'd done that sort of thing before, that would be reasonable. And also, possibly self-defence. But we'll have to talk about that, whether it was actually self-defence. So that's the legal position. Now, that's not, of course, the moral position. So just very briefly, what is the biblical view of using self-defence? Well, one mistake I think people make is looking at the fact that Jesus in the Bible did not use any violence. I mean, he famously, in one particular incident, he turned over the tables of the money changers in the temple and used a whip to drive them out. But there's no evidence that he beat them up or anything. He just scared them. You could argue he just scared them off. It doesn't actually say that he used physical violence. However, Jesus came to fulfill the law, that is, to do what it required, not to replace it. That's quite clear. So the law in the Old Testament still applies, apart from the ceremonial laws and things that Jesus has specifically replaced. So when we look for specific rules and a more detailed description of what you should do in different situations, we can look there. And in Exodus 22, verse 2, it describes a situation where a thief is found breaking in and is struck. There is, even if the person dies when you strike him, because he's breaking into your home, Exodus 22, verse 2 says, there is no blood guilt. So you're not guilty because someone's breaking in, so coming in unlawfully onto your premises, which it seemed that this person was, just from the video that we've seen of the green beans projector. So the Bible certainly does speak against violence, but it does have, and the same as the law in this country, which you know is based on biblical principles, that particular exception that if someone's coming in uninvited onto your premises, then you're allowed to use violence to prevent it. So that's basically, well, I think, that he did something is allowed.
Well, and I think that I'm going to give you my viewpoint in a minute, but I'd just like to ask you a question, because in this particular incident, it's trying to always put yourself in the situation that Mark Field faced. The incident actually came upon him very quickly. For anyone who actually saw the footage, he reacted almost spontaneously. So the moment that he saw this activist, and this restraint, or in some people would say attack on the lady, was actually something that was perhaps an overreaction. Greenpeace think that he's just a slimy toad and he should resign and never be seen in politics again. And he should be the one frog marched out of the Tory party. However, putting yourself in that situation, knowing that this person clearly should not have been there, what should you have done? Now, take the viewpoint that this were had a panel or a number of people, male and female. He was the person who reacted. It could have been anyone else.
Yes.
And so had and the person, say, been a woman who'd perhaps accosted her, would we be in a different situation?
Well, yes, let's look at this situation. I think when we give our final point of view on this, that there's good footage of the whole of the incident. And what I'm really talking about is him starting to act. You could argue that he used too much force later, because he only needed to use enough to stop her. So, I mean, that's...
reasonable force?
Did he use reasonable force is correct. What you can ask. But if you're asking the other question, this is an excellent question, by the way, and I don't usually say that to you. This is an excellent question. Look, what if it were not a woman? If it were a man that came in and he used that sort of force, that we'll talk about in a minute, whether it's reasonable, he grabbed, I'll just describe what it was. He grabbed her arm, which she was holding something in it. We could see that it was a phone. He may not have known what it was. He then moved to gripping her neck and, you know, frog marched her out, held her away from him and marched her out. Now, using that sort of force, not hitting her, but definitely very firmly holding her. If it were a man, would it have been different? It may be that it would seem less shocking, I would say. And personally, I would find it difficult to do that. I mean, unless I'd definitely seen a gun or something, I guess this a weakness that many men have. I think I would almost certainly have reacted very differently if it had been a man or a woman. What if it had been someone who looked like they might have come from a Muslim-majority country, maybe because of the colour of their skin? Would that have been different? Not his reaction, but the reaction of people to it? Because, you know, in which case, are you saying are people who are of a different race are more likely to be terrorists, should be dealt with more harshly? That's racist, isn't it? The fact that he dealt with this white woman, white ginger-haired woman, the same as he would, as we would expect him to react to someone of a different race, he's not being racist or sexist. Yes. He's handling a woman in the same way. And also you'd have to say, well, what if instead of him doing it, instead of Mark Field doing it, it were a woman doing the grappling?
Correct.
Would that have been different?
Well, exactly.
I mean, no, I don't think...
I'm going to come from a very specific point here, and I'll explain...
Yes, go on,
Before I give you my view, I just want to highlight something that if he hasn't already got enough problems on his hand, but it's Jeremy Hunt. Yes, this is the Conservative leadership contender, Jeremy Hunt, who is as Foreign Secretary at the moment, is Mr. Field's boss.
Yes,
now,
of course.
Now, according to him, Mark has issued a full and unreserved apology. He recognized that what happened was an overreaction.
Yes.
These are Jeremy Hunt's words. In his And in the interest of the lady involved, we need a proper inquiry, and that's what's going to happen. Oh dear, another inquiry. However, yeah. This is my take on this. Mark Field knew that he was a representative of the government. He was an invitee, he attended, and this is a public event. Typically with an event like this, there is security. I understand there was a severe breach of security.
Yes.
That's where I do think that there should be more of an investigation. Now, I understand that probably behind the scenes that Mark Field will be saying, look, I had to make a decision. This person should not have been there. And it's possible that a serious incident could have taken place. However, that wasn't necessarily his role. And by doing that, taking your point, whether it was the lady in question or any other person who may have breached security and got into the event, he would potentially, and he's not a security specialist and he's not a trained bodyguard, he potentially could have put himself as well as others in proximity in danger. Now, just let me hear me out on one other thing, which is that I understand that had he have not done anything, the woman would have continued towards the podium, which is where Philip Hammond yes. would have been. And in fact, actually sitting next to Philip Hammond was Mark Carney, who's the governor of the Bank of England. So you had some very eminent people. But it is the role of security to be able to take on this point. The point that I have heard from also people in these situations, where I have been to many ambassador events, is it is installed upon you that apart from obviously dignity and your own conduct is always under scrutiny, is that if you step out of line and take on a capacity such as a security role, you are putting yourself at risk. Now, I understand
yes, that
he, as a man, physically is probably more capable than the lady in question. But I would say that he actually, although it might have been commendable, he should not have done it. And I think now that when the investigation takes place, almost certainly, clearly there'll be investigations on security, but it will also be about his own actions because he was a representative of the Foreign Office, and that would have put question marks against not only himself, but also his boss.
Yeah. So what would you have done? I mean, that's your opinion. And
so what I would have done in that situation, if I'd have seen the incident happening, I would have immediately rushed to the back to gain security, alert the security, because in the incident, and I'm going to suggest this, that it's possible, and I'm looking at it from his viewpoint or from the other diners' viewpoints, the security may not necessarily have known that there was a breach. Because remember, he wouldn't necessarily have known all the shenanigans happening in the foyer of the building and people coming streaming up the stairwells, which actually happened. He would not have seen that until after the event.
Well, yes, it was a breach in that someone got through.
He alerted the guests, as well as, of course, obviously the security and the hosts of the event. And that would have made more sense because they would have been in a better position and, in theory, better equipped. He wasn't. He was sitting there with his tuxedo, knife and fork and a napkin. And yes. to me, that was wrong. So I understand that in a situation that if it had been his home, I could have understood that, but it wasn't. And normally what he should know, particularly as a Foreign Office minister, they normally, without going into too much here, they normally are drilled on these type of matters as of what is best practice. And I believe that what he has done is he's broken best practice.
Yes, maybe. I think that if we see the incident, what happened was he was obviously looking in a warning way at her and she just kept on going. And he got angry. I think that's what happened.
He probably saw her quicker than the immediate guests around.
He happened to see her. Yes, he was looking in the right direction. He saw her. As I commented earlier, that I personally, whether right or wrong, would have reacted differently to her because she's a woman. I wouldn't be comfortable manhandling a woman out, whereas with a man, I would have thought, well, I'll take my chances with that person. But what I would have really have done is have done what you suggest. I thought this is looking dangerous. I'm going to walk and get someone from security. I would have got up straight away and done that.
Yes.
Now, I wouldn't have used my phone to phone them or anything because she was going to go behind me. I don't know what she's going to do. So I would have just left. Now, I've not been in a situation quite like that, but I have been in places where I thought that's a bit iffy in a church, for example. And I have confronted people and asked them to leave, but I've never actually manhandled them out. What I do is talk to them, but keep a safe distance. Now, that's been seemed to me to be reasonable, but I suppose in these days where people have acid and throw it over you, or guns are becoming more prevalent, maybe
and
that
knives.
Isn't the
right...
No, well, I was out of reach of a knife, unless they threw it, I guess. But yes, yeah, so I would have reacted differently. Now, just one other comment, in the, just to note that there was a woman to his right. And for a lot of men, I would say majority of men, just having a woman next to you makes you react in a more protective way if there's any sort of threat. And I think it, not that he thought that through, but that's just added to his anger, you know, the wanting to protect the people around him. Specifically, there was a woman right next to him, would have spurred him into action, I think, automatically. And I think most men are like that in the way that they react. So this is an interesting incident. Now, what happened next after he grabbed her by the neck and started to frog march her out? The reason I say it's what happened next that I wasn't commenting on straight away is that I've been a little bit more lenient than you on what he did to start with. But the next bit I thought was unreasonable. He continued to frog march her out. Two women who were from the event organisation came up, and he ignored them and carried on frog march. No, I've got this. I'm doing this, and frog march her out. I thought that, you know, he'd done his bit. He got her away from there.
Well,
he didn't need to go any further. So therefore, I think that he was being unreasonable in that part of it. His first reaction, no, but in the frog marching out, yes. Now I have to admit, just in closing, that I did make a comment on the video. If you look at the Guardian comment of this, I did make a comment in which I said he should have kicked her up the rump as well. But that that was meant as a joke.
Oh, well, indeed.
Honest.
Well,
don't sack me.
No. Well, Janet Barker herself suggested that Mr. Field go to anger management classes. and that's possibly one option. But it is seen as a very serious incident. Yeah. And unfortunately, like it or not, Mr. Field, that is now the footage that we've just been describing has become a social media phenomenon. And of course, this has obviously raised many calls for Mr. Fielding to be sacked. Well, listeners, what do you think? Do you think that Mr. Field actually took the right action? Do you think he did right? I mean, maybe you would have done the same, or maybe you, like me, would have thought differently and I actually should have waited for the appropriate authorities to take action. Why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? Well, Clergyman Pete is getting a hot under the collar, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to frog march him out of the building. So join us again next time for colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.